All right, now, what is the purpose of breathing? Okay, one reason is to get oxygen into the body, into the blood. What's another reason? Okay, to take carbon dioxide and take it out of the blood, back into the air. What else? Okay, regulate the pH of the blood. How does that happen? Okay. It's not hydrogen. And it's not oxygen. What happens if we take carbon dioxide and we dissolve it in water? What do we get? Okay, so some of us need to go back and review our chemistry notes. Now, for those of you who took chemistry here, I know that Dr. Della Vecchia covered this. Did you take it with Dr. D? So you should come up here on the board and do this for us. All right, so what is water, chemically speaking? H2O. Oh, by the way, how many of you have looked at the rest of my website? Okay, there's actually a Penn & Teller link on there, links to them talking about environmentalism. They sent a mole to go to an environmentalist rally, and they got a whole bunch of people to sign a petition banning dihydrogen monoxide, better known as water. Yeah, because it's in our water supply, it's in lakes, it's in rivers, we use it as an industrial solvent. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, it's in everyone now. And so people said, okay, sure, I'll sign that. We need to ban that stuff. Which just goes to show you some of the intelligence level of some environmentalists. By the way, who does more for the environmentalists? For the environment? Environmentalists or hunters? Hunters. Who does more for the environment, environmentalists or fishermen?
Fishermen.
Why? Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. If you caught a sick fish, would you eat it? No. Now, who here likes snook? Who here likes pompano? Who likes grouper? Who likes snapper? Okay, now, if you caught a sick fish with three eyes and all mangy-looking scales, would you eat that? No. So now, in order to keep that fish, what do you have to do? You have to pay what? You have to pay for a permit. As it turns out, the amount of money that hunters and fishermen pay towards the wildlife, various state and federal wildlife foundations, does more for the environment than anything the environmentalists have ever done for it. So, if you'd like to help the environment, become a fisherman or a hunter. All right, but now we're talking about water. All right, so what does that mean? Little arrow going left, little arrow going right. It's a reversible reaction. All right, so when we break this down, it turns into, what does it turn into? Hydrogen plus HCO3 negative. Now, what does H plus stand for? Hydrogen ion, better known as?
Acid.
So, when we dissolve carbon dioxide in water, we get acid, better known as carbonic acid. Now, every time you go, what are you blowing off? Carbon dioxide. So every time you breathe out, go ahead, breathe out. What you've done is you've lowered the amount of carbon dioxide in your blood. What does that do to this equation? Does it push it towards more carbon dioxide or does it push it towards more acid? It's going to push it towards more carbon dioxide. So what did that do to our pH? Did it make it more acidic or more basic? It made it more basic. So if you've got too much acid in your blood, you can get rid of some of that acid by
breathing
more. Now, what I want to do is go and breathe really fast for a couple minutes or seconds. Better yet, just take a deep breath. Take another one. Take another one. Take another one. Who's beginning to get a little lightheaded? You want to know why? Because you're breathing out so much carbon dioxide that your blood level is getting basic. And that basic blood level is making you feel, dizzy. Now, hold your breath. So you're like, I can't breathe anymore. You feel like your lungs are on fire and you got to take a breath. Why is that? It has nothing to do with oxygen. It has to do with acid. So as the acid level builds up in your system because you're producing carbon dioxide by your cells converting glucose, you begin to become more acidic. That acidic nature of blood tells your body, hey, I need to take another breath. So taking a breath has nothing to do with oxygen and everything to do with carbon dioxide. Now, that's true for us normal people. But there are some people who have diseases where they have constantly high carbon dioxide levels. What happens to those people? Have you ever lived in a very noisy environment? What do you begin to do? Okay, you begin to kind of tune it out. And people are like, man, how do you concentrate in here? It's so loud. And you're like, what are you talking about? It's not loud. It is normal. Okay, well, that's what happens to those people. They get used to having their high carbon dioxide levels. So now, in those people, what do they rely on to tell them to take a deep breath? Oxygen levels. So that's very important for us to understand about those types of people. Now, what types of those people are we talking about? Say it again, please. COPD. And what did we say COPD was? Two diseases together. What are they? Emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Yes, bronchitis. So COPD patients who are more severe are going to have this problem that we're talking about. They have constantly elevated carbon dioxide levels, which in turn constantly makes their blood more acidic. After a while, their body stops listening to pH. Then, what does it need? What does it rely on to tell it to take a deep breath? Oxygen. Okay, we also, when we breathe, we also have a little bit of heat exchange. Go like this. Breathe into your hand. Is it warm or hot? Okay, have you ever seen a dog? What do they do when they're hot? What they're doing is they're actually evaporating water every time they take a breath out. So you actually lose water as you breathe.